Adelaide Tools massive Paraka car park sale this weekend. All the big brands on sale. AdelaideTools.com.au.
Ruin Dits for breakfast. Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house. Your home. It's Crows co-captain, Tex Walker. Let's talk
about Tex.
Oh, good morning, Tex.
Good morning, Dits, Roo. How are you?
Good.
Just starting to get over a bloody bad weekend, Big Tex. What the hell happened out there?
Disappointing. It was a tricky game, Roo, because we won a fair few stats, won our contested ball and tackle numbers, which we love to win.
That's the good start.
I think we won inside 50s as well.
If we had 58 inside 50s, that's more than enough to keep a winning score.
So usually you come in here and I'd be talking about having a win, but I think our execution going forward was poor and our ability to lock it in our forward half and take marks. I think they had 12 intercept marks in our forward 50, so it was a disappointing way to start the year. In no other terms, really.
How come it took until the last quarter for the back line and the side to have some courage to take the game on? Is it just because, you know, you got no other option? If you're going to win the game, you have to. But why couldn't they do it in the second or third quarters? Was it confidence because they made a few mistakes early, or what was it?
No, at three-quarter time, we said, well, we're going to have to try and win the game. And we thought we'd try and play like that. But it's a great question because I'd love to play like that for the first three quarters and play some brave, exciting footy, which we know we can play. So we had our review yesterday, and that's something to come out of it. So we'll be going forward. We've got 22 more rounds, so we'll definitely put that in our repertoire and try and play some brave footy, Dits.
There's some sides that you have bogey sides in the AFL, and every team's got one. Hawthorn is 10 out of the last 11 times you haven't beaten them. Mm. So I'd ask you, why is that? And then secondly, you have a very, very good record against Sydney in Sydney.
Yeah, well, I actually didn't know that. Hawthorn are a very good side. That Clarkson has got them well drilled and they play to their system really well. And it just seems to me, what is it? 10 out of 11 they've beat us.
Yep.
Oh, well, stats say that we can't beat them at the moment.
You haven't beaten them at Adelaide Oval. You haven't beaten them there yet.
Do we play them again this year?
No, not at Adelaide, you won't. But you might play them in Melbourne again.
I asked Roo earlier in the week, or yesterday I suppose it was, the sides that went all the way in September, or a long way in September last year, have struggled. Have you read anything into that when you looked at the results over the weekend?
We didn't go into
No, but all the others, though, that have. Like a lot of upsets over the weekend.
Collingwood.
Well,
Melbourne.
Speaking on behalf of us, last year we struggled early on too because we didn't get enough pre-season in. We didn't have enough healthy players. So clubs now might be in that situation, but that was us in 2018 and we just weren't able to get the bus rolling. So certainly it was a bit of a hiccup for us on the weekend, but we'll certainly be looking forward to going up to Sydney, and we match up well against them, and we're going to play some really brave footy.
All right. Tex, are you concerned in some games, as the Crows, that if it doesn't go right for you at the start of the game, you haven't got the ability to turn it, change it? Like on the weekend, everyone was just waiting for you to do something different, and the same thing happened for the rest of the game. You're not worried about that?
No, not at all. No.
It does happen a little bit.
Does it?
Yeah, I reckon it does.
No, I'm not too worried about it.
Not worried about it?
No.
All right, I've had two ex-Crows people say to me yesterday who really know. One of them's an ex-coach, actually, and one's an ex-captain, who both have a theory, and it's a real generalisation, but whenever the Crows have got all of this massive hype around them and all the hype before the game, the build-up was that Crows will win, they're favourites, they'll just win, you know, they'll just turn up and win. Mm. For some reason, what these two people have said to me is that's when the Crows don't win. Is there anything into that? Is there a mental side in the change room that
we never really talk about like that.
No.
No.
So it's garbage.
I wouldn't, that everyone's entitled to their opinion.
I'm being serious because a coach and an ex-captain to say the same thing separately, they just have a belief that in this town, all of the hype and Crows are on the front page, back page, and we're just going to win, you know, as a collective, going to win, and then it doesn't happen.
I'm not too sure. I'm not sure how to answer that, but what I will say is that competition is so tight. Like you said, Brisbane beating West Coast up there quite convincingly, and Freo got off to a really good start. Like your tips, it's bloody hard to tip games of footy now. Mm. I'm in the tips at the Amber, and I don't think I would have got one or maybe two this week.
Yeah, it was hard.
So You just have to be on your game. Otherwise, if you're slightly off, I've said it for the last two or three years now, if you're 10 to 15% off, good luck.
Mm. Just to both of you, you know about the new rules, the 6 and 6-6. Interestingly, only Fremantle kicked a real big score, didn't they?
Yeah, there's only two sides out of 18 that scored over 100.
Yeah.
Brisbane was the lowest scoring round in 54 years, first round.
Well, there you go.
54 years.
But no, it was because it was the most inaccurate round in a long time as well. They had more scoring shot last year, but just didn't kick straight. Kicked at 40% AFL clubs did on the weekend.
So what did you take out of it, Tex?
Out of the game on the weekend?
No, the fact that I've just said that, yeah, it was low scoring. It was meant to promote attacking footy, according to the AFL.
Put more players in the forward 50, so it was more congested. That's what one theory at the moment.
Yeah, but you didn't have numbers behind the ball, though.
Yeah, but when you think about it, if you don't get a direct centre clearance,
yeah,
then it's just pretty much same as usual, really. Because
when the game's
because you've only got three to 5 seconds from the centre clearance to get it one way, and then it's just normal. You can set up the way you want to, stoppages, you can play the way you want to.
So it's really just that initial kick into the forward 50, and then after that, it goes back to the same.
It goes back to pretty much normal. You can play, you can go and play a man behind the ball or you could play two men behind the ball. You could do whatever you want.
Mm. All right, fair enough. More with Tex Walker in just a moment here on Triple M.
Ruin Dits for breakfast. Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Here's Texan!
Flo's co-captain, Tex Walker.
That's where the Rangers gonna be.
Oh, the Tex!
Oh, yeah, once again, good morning to Tex Walker. Tex, I was reading the golf scores the other day. I see you had 40 points at Glenelg.
I did, on Sunday.
It's funny, we were only talking about golf cheats a few minutes ago, really.
Oh, Tex,
40 points.
Yeah, well, you get someone else to mark your card, mate. I'd beat the Crouch boys.
Yeah, did you?
Took them down the bay.
Righto. All right, on your home deck.
Stitched them up.
Hey, yesterday on Twitter, Tex, someone put here, G'day, Tex, we've just arrived in Broken Hill, which is the best pub for a feed? And your reply here was, I'm keen to hear about this, go to the Mulga pub for a meal, Silly Goat for brekkie or lunch, and Silhouette Salon for a haircut, and ask for my mum, Marg. So Mulga, tell me about the Mulga.
It's a bloody good pub.
Is that what it's just called, the Mulga pub?
The Mulga Hill Tavern.
The Mulga Hill Tavern.
It's on the corner of Oxide and William Street as you come into Broken Hill.
Yeah.
It's a very, very good pub, owned by Dean Trengrove.
Right.
Very good beer garden, got good little front bar, nice little tote there. I've cleaned them up a couple of times, Dits.
What's on special at the Silly Goat?
They're really good friends of my sister's, and they do amazing food, and the coffee there is outstanding.
So that's a restaurant, is it? A cafe?
It's a little cafe, just on the main strip there. And
goats are silly, aren't they? For people who don't know much about wild goats there.
Do you happen to know the stats, how many hotels in Broken Hill now? Because it used to be an incredible amount.
Yeah, I think back in the heyday it was between 40 and 50. And then there used to be one on every corner of the main street. The main street's not too big.
So in the big mining days?
Yeah, in the big mining days. But now, I'd say through the 20s, I reckon.
Still enough. You can still get a drink.
Great town, Broken Hill.
Drink.
If people haven't been there, I reckon I like Broken Hill.
Yeah. I remember going to the airport. I think I was coming down here for it, and you and Biggles and who else?
Stealing your yabbies.
I think you're going pig shooting.
Yeah, my uncle's got a sheep station up there. Love it up at Broken Hill. The gutters up there, if you haven't been there, the gutters are about two, three times, probably four times as big as the normal gutter here in Adelaide.
Tell you what, I've fallen in them a couple of times.
Because it rains so heavy there, doesn't it? And when it rains, it pours. It actually does.
Now, let's talk a bit of footy. Tom Duday, when does he have surgery?
Yeah, so he'll go in tomorrow, which is really disappointing for Tom, but you can clearly see what sort of character he is after the game, the comments he made. And as he said, he's in a great footy club that can support him all the way, and I think the backs even got him a bit of an Uber voucher so that he can, when he's sitting on his clacker, he can just order Uber and put it all on the backs, which is good. Oh, I might try and find out that code so I can use it.
Three ACLs in the AFL on the weekend with Alex Rance and a lad from North Melbourne as well, which is a bit sad. And Brody Smith and yourself can give him a bit of advice on how to deal with that big Texan. It's not good. Will Paul Seedsman play this week, do you think?
I think, yeah, he'll be a good chance. We've got our main session tomorrow, so if he gets through that, then he'll put his hand up.
Yeah, he will put his hand up with his bent finger. What about Richard Douglas? How's his ankle?
Yeah, I think he's getting some scans today or tomorrow
So 50-50 for the week?
I wouldn't say 50-50.
You'd say less than that?
Yeah, I'd say less than that.
Less than that, all right.
I reckon the old fella might have a week or two off.
Week or two off doesn't sound too good. What about the racial abuse with AFL players just continues to happen? Is this spoken about inside the footy clubs or even through the Players Association about what can we do different to try and stamp it out? Because people out there aren't learning. They just continue to have a crack at our Indigenous players with just shocking remarks. They're not learning at all, are they?
It's a joke, to be honest. For the boys to be able to have to put up with this crap, which consistently happens
how much
too
does it
often,
affect them?
Oh, I could tell yesterday just looking at the boys how fed up they are with it. And the problem is people can hide behind their social media accounts and I wouldn't have thought people would say it to their face because they'd get a fair punch on the nose. But I'm feeling for the boys and it needs to stop and we need to do something about it. ASAP is a, not just as a society. Football organisation but as society.
Yep. Mm. Well done, Tex. Good on you. Now, have you got something for us to finish on?
I was walking the other day just out in the country and these two donkeys were standing on the roadside and one said to the other, "Shall we cross?" And the other shakes his head. He said, "No way, look at what happened to the zebra."
Very good. I like it. Yeah.
You're
Jeez, you're hard to
play. I'm laughing on the inside. I really
you had
am.
A couple of good jokes, Tex, the last couple of weeks. Keep it up. I like it.
Thanks, Ditz.
Good on you. Well done, Tex.
See you, boys.
Adelaide Tools massive Paraka car park sale this weekend. All the big brands on sale. AdelaideTools.com.au.